and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Take an umbrella today. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we have rain in the forecast. He'll be along with details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. County clerks in East Central Illinois say residents are all too aware of today's voter registration deadline. Both Champaign and Vermilion County say there's been an increased flow of visitors the past couple weeks, prompting some Saturday hours. Figures won't be available for a few days, but Vermilion County's clerk Lynn Foster says the number of updated and new registrations is surprisingly high when factoring in the number of people who left that area due to job losses the last few years. She likens this year's election to 1992, when President Clinton was first elected to office.
We had a lot of precincts that voted in the 80-plus percent. We had, we even had a couple in the 90s, and we had a lot of registration like this. And I think it's very similar to that. It's certainly the most interesting election since then.
Foster says her office has already sent out more than 400 absentee ballots. The state is also offering a grace period for voter registration starting Wednesday and running through October 21st. Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon says that's seen as a huge advantage, but hopes it's only used as a last resort for those who simply couldn't meet today's deadline. Federal prosecutors have moved to delay the sentencing of convicted influence peddler Tony Rezko. The motion signals that the key fundraiser for Governor Al Blagojevich may be cooperating with prosecutors. Scott Mendeloff is a former assistant U.S. attorney in Chicago.
The government obviously would want to keep that conversation going in the hopes that they could extract as much as possible from Mr. Rezko.
Mendeloff says Rezko would need to provide strong information to get a reduction in his sentence.
At this stage in a prosecution, generally speaking, the government is not going to sell the farm without a significant amount of help, and so it's not going to come cheap. And I would expect that the government would require quite a bit to agree to give Mr. Rezko anything substantial.
Rezko's sentencing was set for October 28th. He was convicted of using his clout with Blagojevich's administration, with Governor Al Blagojevich's administration, to force bribes and campaign donations from state contractors. A spokesperson for the governor could not be reached for comment. After 2 weeks of criticism, the University of Illinois has changed its directions to faculty and staff about what political speech is allowable under the Illinois ethics law. The U of I ethics office said last month there were limits on such activities as attending rallies or wearing campaign buttons on campus. But university spokesman Tom Hardy says that statement went too far.
Bottom line is that upon reflection and after a lot of input from members of the university community and the public, it was determined that the contents of the Ethics Matters newsletter that went out 2 weeks ago probably included an overly broad interpretation of the five-year-old State Ethics Act that covers all university employees.
U of I President Joseph White sent an email to faculty, staff, and students yesterday saying the Ethics Office newsletter statement wasn't official policy. He said university employees were free to attend partisan political rallies and wear buttons on campus as long as they did so while off duty and away from their specific workplace. Partisan bumper stickers on cars are also allowed. Possession of small amounts of marijuana in Urbana no longer mean an automatic criminal charge. The Urbana City Council voted last night to give police officers the option of writing a ticket for possession of small amounts of pot or drug paraphernalia. Violators would be fined a minimum of $200 and would escape having a criminal record. Urbana Police Chief Mike Beely says the new ordinance gives his officers a wider variety of tools to deal with different types of drug arrests, but he says giving out tickets will be limited to first-time offenders.
Well, our intention is clear. This is for first-time offenders, and it's for very small amounts. While I cannot say that we would never give a person a second break, the likelihood of that happening is very, very slim.
The $200 fine is among the lowest in Illinois among cities issuing tickets for low-level marijuana possession. Champaign's minimum is $300. Urbana's ordinance leaves the definition of a small amount of pot up to the officer, unlike Champaign, which sets it at 10 grams or less. City Attorney Ronald O'Neill says the option of a fine is something Urbana already has with other offenses, including shoplifting and disorderly conduct. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 Central with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we need a forecast for the South Lawn of the White House today, where 16 Paralympics participants, Gene Driscoll, who is part of the president's delegation to Beijing, and seven current or former U of I athletes will be part of the 500 Olympians who will be honored today by the president there.
And you say that's what, today?
That'll be today.
Bright sunshine, temperature in the 60s.
Should be nice.
Yeah, nice day. A little bit on the cool side. It will be an autumnal day, but compared to the heat and humidity that often comes to Washington, D.C. through the summer, it'll be pretty nice.
All right. We here are in for some rain.
Yeah, we are, although the rain is making slow progress across Illinois. It is raining in west central and southwestern Illinois right now, and parts of northwestern Illinois starting to see some showers. It looks like some are working into the Quad Cities area, not quite into Moline and Rock Island just yet.